Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. Here I am in the exam schools of Oxford University. There's the portrait of William of Orange, William III, and there's a clothing fair going on, and they're exchanging secondhand clothing. Now, I'm not remotely interested in obtaining more clothing. I'm far too much of a fashionista for that. But anyway, it's simply an excuse to get into this building, which I can't normally get into because I don't have a bond card, because I graduated ages ago. I think I can get one as a graduate and come and attend some lectures. And then look at this, look at all magnificent artwork. Look, George Tertium and the crown above him. George III, King of Ireland, King of Great Britain. And look at the roof. So the exam schools, this is where lots of lectures go on, and I need exams in the exam season. And so finals, they sometimes simply call them schools, as in because we hear the exam schools mostly. So anyway, give you a tour of the little bit that's open today, the South schools, okay? So it's built at about 1870 and almost bankrupt the university. Apparently Univ still owns the building. Univ were right next door and rented out to the university. So steady stream of income from my old college. Look, Mary II, wife of William III, who stands opposite her. Not too close. They never managed to have children. That's not why. Partly giving rise to the bogus posthumous rumour that he was gay. Anyway, they don't normally play this music here, just to really get things going. Oh, and you can see how fashionable you are. How fashionable I in the full-length mirror. Can I see myself in the full-length mirror? I can't review the angles, but you can see a bit of me in the mirror there. Okay. So I whiled away many hours here, sitting my exam, sitting my, in this very room, sat my mods, moderations. The ones you sit in your first year, in history it's the summer term. In law they have to do it in their second half, I mean second term, as we say here. And look at that, Charles XII of Sweden, the so many oil paintings, Alexander I of Russia, 1877 to 25, to 18, sorry, 1777 to 1825, and so on. So bring and exchange your clothes. I've never seen this happening here before. And Freshers Fair goes on here. Look, Frederick William III, King of Prussia. And Frederick William I, King of Prussia, and so on. Back in relations were recorded with Germany in the 18th century, early 19th century. Obviously, Germany wasn't a united polity at the time. So that's it. Give you an idea of the dimensions of the exam schools. And various worthies have their portraits up here. Yes. Writing against the clock in the exams. My finals were in the other one. And this is the South School, okay. And who's this chap here? Ah, Emperor Wilhelm II, Emperor of Germany. Look at his robes. They're painted like academic robes. He attended various universities but took no degree. It wasn't a dumb thing for monarchs to take degrees in those days. And so on. Anyway, you look at the wood panelling, look at the woodwork in that, the detail that's gone into that, these leaf patterns, these shells and so forth. Ah. And we've got Albert Edward, Prince of Wales. Okay. Knight of the Garter, because he came up, he was at Brasenose, obviously didn't graduate, went for a year or two. Eldest son of Victoria, obviously he was king from January 1901 till May 1910. Hey Jude, Knight of the Garter, there he is as an adolescent, and his sort of friends were handpicked for them, for him. You rightly regard them as his father's spies. And the first monarch who we reliably know went to university. There's talk about Henry V having come to Queen's College, Oxford, when he's about 12, but that's not documented at the time. That's probably a myth. Okay. So I'll go out and you'll see what the rest of the building is like. It's a magnificent building, and it's got quite a fine relief carvings in the front. What would you call them? And then this little courtyard here. It's not too salubrious, you can't really see into it, it's just blindingly bright. I'll show you, maybe looking out the other window, what another corridor is like. So we have a Freshers' Fair, meeting ALCA here, Oxford University, Conservative Association, oh yes, Oxford Young European Society, the Burma Campaign, the Jewish Society, the Oxford Bells singing group, Close Harmony singing. Look at that, lovely little, not quite courtyard, three-quarters courtyard, and obviously more lecture rooms on the ground floor. And as a postgraduate, I come here like going to the cinema, but without seeing the programme before I came. Just seeing what's on, just walking into a lecture on Renaissance Italy out of sheer curiosity, just for the joy of learning. Oh yeah, and up a high it says Schola Magna Australis, Great Southern School. Australis, like of the South, that's like Australia. Terra Australis Incognita, the Southern Unknown Land, okay? And over here is Schola Magna Borealis, Great Northern School, as in Aurora Borealis, Dawn of the North, you know, the Northern Lights, they call it. Okay, so I took most of my finals in there around the corner, and some lectures in these places, some smaller lecture rooms on the ground floor. So away from all that din, thank goodness. Now, who is this? Lots of Chancellors of the University of their bust. It doesn't even say who that chap is. Looks a little bit like Harold Macmillan, but he wouldn't be wearing the wig, I don't think. The wig would be for a judge. And who is this bust? A grateful recollection of Sir Thomas Dyke Ackland, Bart, as in he's a baronet, DCR, Doctor of Civil Law, a memorial of the part he bore in the advance of education, the methods of local examination, and the essential teachings beyond the limit of the university. The tablet here, so we're born 1809, died 1898. Okay, good, good. So we go on. And then the black and white checkered floor. Not that there are any Masonic ceremonies going on here. My prep school had that. So we can't go further on. I'll just go up and turn around. Give you an idea of the dimensions of the place. Gender neutral lavatory. Well, God, that's a sign of the times. And we're going to lectures further up here. So go on, round to the left. More small lecture rooms. Remember 2003 coming back up. My God, that's 20 years ago. Things had come back in like leg warmers and HIV to 1980s fashions. So coming to the sort of public area of it, the area where I can get away with filming here and nobody minds. So marvelous marble flooring, what do you think? So very ornate. It's just not simply functional, spacious, quite calm. And smaller lecture rooms. I went to lectures on Irish history here by the thrice cursed Dr. Senia Pacheta. And here, look, onto the green, that not quite enclosed courtyard, that three quarters courtyard, and another small lecture room here. So here for the sheer joy of learning. Wasn't towards my qualifications at all. Okay. So.
Hello?
Yes?
There is no photography in the building.
I'm not filming.
I don't care, there's no photography.
Well, I'm not taking photos.
Right, if you leave the building now.
Otherwise what?